Honey, will you eat that snack cracker in your special outfit for me?
Howdy, Hillsboro, what is shaking, y'all? It is Sunday, and you know what that means. It is time for you to hang out with your two very best friends, Eric Pruitt and Alexis Bravos. That's right. My name is Eric. I am a crime fiction author and bartender at Yonder in beautiful downtown Colonial AF Hillsboro. And I'm here with my partner in crime, as always, massage therapist and co-bartender at Yonder, Alexis Bravos. What's up, Alexis?
Hey, Eric, I think you're talking a little too loud.
We damn don't wanna... straight I am. That's how we roll here at 97.9 The Hill. No point.
Yeah, but we don't want to wake up DJ and Larry.
Well, we absolutely need to wake them up, dude. We just made them a bowl of porridge. The first one we made was too hot, and the second one we made was too cold. But I got one that's just right. So let's get in this bed with, hey, we're not alone in this bed here in this lovely suburban home we just barged into. We got Larry Duckworth in bed with us.
Hi, Larry.
Hello.
Folks, if y'all don't know Larry Duckworth, then where the hell have you been the last 70 years? He is like one of the premier drummers in the area. How many bands do you play with, Larry?
On a regular basis, three bands. So they're my regulars. And then occasionally I sit in with two or three others.
What are the three bands you're regularly with?
Too Much Fun. The Whiskey Honeys.
Oh, yes.
And Orange County All-Stars.
Man. And I am, I have borne witness to all three of those. And
and Too Much Fun is playing here next week, right, Larry?
Yes, we're looking forward to that.
Do y'all have any new material you're going to
actually we did
play for us?
We have a couple of surprises.
Yeah, you're going to do the...
If anybody actually notices.
Oh, we'll notice.
No, we'll notice. Y'all going to do the Rihanna song?
We will do that song.
That is my favorite. That is my favorite. The way you guys do, beep, better have my money.
It's probably one of the best covers I've ever seen.
And it's a
honestly
great tip bucket passing song.
Larry, when I watch you drum, you look so happy. Is that your happy place behind the drum kit?
It is a pretty happy place.
When did you start drumming?
It was probably in the fifth grade. I started playing accordion when I was seven. But when I auditioned for the school band, I also liked to play with toy guns, and I'd broken my front teeth. So they told me I couldn't play trumpet. So they pointed over to that area called, you go with the drummers. So I started playing there. Then in junior high school, I learned to play this tune called Wipeout. And next thing I knew, I was playing with some of the neighborhood kids. And actually, that's all I did until I was 38 years old, is play drums for a living.
So you got paid? That was your job?
That was my job.
Mm-hmm. Where did you work?
My motto was, you pay, I play. So I would do anything.
All right.
Now, we've had several conversations. By the way, I should just let everybody know, I like to tell this story a lot in at Yonder. The first times I met Larry, like when we first opened his bar, the first eight times this dude came in and ordered his martini, someone would lean over the bar and say, I got his drink. Put his drink on my tab. And so on the ninth time when you came in to make the martini, I sat there and waited. And you looked at me and you were like, what's the problem? Is there a problem? Like, why are you waiting? I was like, sir, I ain't never seen you pay for a drink. I'm waiting for somebody to lean in and pick up this drink for you. So eight times in a row when I first met you, no one would let you buy a drink.
That is true.
So, yeah, So we've had several conversations over the years, but like one of the things that is, you know, one of the jobs you've talked about that sticks out in my head is you were actually the drummer for the Jim and Tammy Faye Baker show.
That is true.
How'd you get that gig?
Well, at that time in the 70s, there were not that many drum set players who knew all the contemporary styles who read music. I was a pretty good reader. The fellow who originally had the job was like the main jazz drummer in town, but they needed someone who was familiar with rock. So he just gave me the gig. And it was great.
What were they like to work with, the Bakers?
Well, it was a very professional situation. You basically, it was like if you made a mistake, the conductor would come up and say, "Where is the chart in error?" And I watched a piano player make three mistakes in a row, and they fired him and got another one. So it's pretty much just like doing TV. Did have lunch with them. They were, of course, very amiable. Very, I don't know.
Did you watch the movie that just came out?
Yes, I did.
Were you upset like that they didn't have someone playing you?
I was.
What'd you think of the movie in comparison to your experience?
Actually, I thought the movie was really good. My experience was they did come off, you know, very much that this was an act. So I would see Tammy behind stage yelling at people and giving directions, and then 5 minutes later she was on stage crying her eyes out.
Wow, that's amazing. So I have to confess, I had never actually watched their show. I've never seen it. And now I'm dying to because I want to see you. But with the musical numbers, did they sing?
They did not really very often, if at all.
Yeah.
And a lot of the shows I did were actually for Panama. So they were Spanish. So I got to play some really great Spanish music. The contemporary religious music is, there's some really good stuff.
How many times would you rehearse? Like before, was it a live taping?
You got to have, the way it worked is you came in for an 8-hour day. And the first hour, you rehearsed the charts that were going to go on during the three shows that would be recorded that day. And so you had basically one read-through of all the charts, and then you did the TV shows.
Cool. Excellent. You know, that drumming, you got to keep a pretty mean beat. But you know who else keeps a pretty mean beat? That would be Alexis when it's time for her to answer questions. Which we're going to do when we come right back for a break. How's your advice-giving skills?
We should leave it to Alexis.
No way.
That's perfect. So you guys stick around. We'll be right back.
There's a road I know I must go. Even though I tell myself that road is closed.
The Chapel Hill Media Group is 97.9 The Hill WCHL, your hometown radio station, and chapelboro.com, your hometown online newspaper with local news.
Welcome back to News on the Hill.
Local events.
The Carrboro Music Festival is back.
Music for folks who love music. And Tar Heel Sports.
Carolina is going to go to the national championship.
Get informed and connected with your community through the Chapel Hill Media Group.
Hi, I'm Jen Weaver, mayor of beautiful Hillsboro. Happy birthday to 97.9 The Hill. Thank you for serving the Chapel Hill area with news and information since 1953.
While the music plays.
Hillsboro. Welcome back to Howdy Hillsboro, everyone, on 97.9. No point. The Hill. We are here hanging out at Larry Duckworth's house. We just kind of broke in. Crawled right into bed with him. Yeah. And we're getting ready to answer some advice questions. If y'all have advice questions of your own, you can come to Yonder Bar and put them into the pickle jar.
Stick it in there.
Shove them right in.
Jam it in.
It'll fit. And if you don't want to do that, you can enter them anonymously through our online portal.
Submit.
At chapelboro.com. /Howdy Hillsboro. Slide them right in. All right, Larry, you ready to help me answer some advice?
Uh-oh.
Okay. I need a little more confidence on your end. This is going to be a doozy. Dear Alexis, I decided to end my one-year affair. I found out the other woman is pregnant. What do I tell my wife of 15 years? Wow. That's a hard one.
I know. Three words, dude.
I think you should.
It's a boy.
Well, we don't know if the other woman is planning to have the baby, so that's a relevant question. I think you should probably just kill both of them, move on with your life. Larry, what would you do? Or what did you do? I think you submitted this question, right?
No, because I would already be dead if that was the situation.
DJ, do not mess around.
DJ does not mess around.
Excuse me. I'm going to get just a little practical on this one. I have friends with experience on this. First, you need to find out, first and foremost, is it yours? Get that shit tested. You know what I mean? And make sure it is yours. If it is not yours, then you need documentation. All right. Because either way, this is going to blow up. You know, you want to try to do damage control to mitigate the damage. Like, where is it going to bleed into? Personal life, private life, you know, look at these into sectors and go in there and mitigate that damage. All right. Get out in front of it before it blows up in your face, and try against all, you know, to find out if that thing is yours. If it is yours, then, you know, we got a guest room.
First of all, that thing. Okay. I just want to draw your attention to that. And then also, Eric Pruitt is a fixer.
Oh, yeah, dude. I will come in and I will shut that down for you, all right? I'll shut that thing down for you. And I said that thing. We're talking about the bastard, right?
Yeah. But here's the science question. Don't you have to wait until the baby's born to get DNA testing, or can you do it in utero? Larry, you're a scientist.
Actually, I think you can do it in utero. I know at LabCorp we had an entire department that did paternity testing.
Yeah.
And because apparently there are quite a few situations like this.
Situations. Well, you make a good point. You should find out if it's yours.
Find out if it's yours. And if it's not yours, then right away, that's the problem. Your mistress has been cheating on you. And you need to address her with that thing, and then make sure she realizes it's all her fault. So that when you guys break it up, she doesn't get upset and go to your wife.
Right? Yeah. Well, yeah. Say I found out the other woman is pregnant. What do I tell my wife? So it sounds
you don't have to tell her nothing.
That's what I'm saying.
At this point, you don't have to lie and deny. You don't have to tell her a damn thing. All right? If this person is, call me. If this person is listening, call me. I got you.
I like how none of us said that you shouldn't have been doing this in the first place. None of us said that.
You shouldn't have been doing this in the first place. Yeah. We don't judge here at Yonder. We just fix your problems.
Yeah, this is a judgment-free zone, unless you're unshowered.
Yeah, shower.
We would often run into situations at LabCorp where there were as many as 15 alleged fathers.
For one baby.
What?
For one baby. So there was some real sifting through that had to be done.
So, like, but that's before or after the testing? Like, you did the testing and you're like, there are 15 fathers to this.
No. The testing would find which one of the alleged fathers it was.
Oh, okay. Because I have, like, a public school Texas sex education. So, like, I didn't know how that was working. But, okay. Mm-hmm.
You can only get pregnant the once.
Yeah, but only by one, like, seed?
And it is just a little seed.
There's millions of them, and yeah. I was the fastest swimmer.
So many. I'm just picturing a little sperm with your face on it.
I keep picturing that. Don't do the black light.
Oh no, it's everywhere. Okay, let's.
Happy Sunday, guys, here at 97.9 The Hill. No Point. We're with Larry Duckworth, famous drummer, in his bed because DJ is gone. Alexis, you got another question?
Yes. Okay. Dear Alexis, what amount of PDA is appropriate for a date at the movie theater these days? I don't know if the advice would have been different 50 years ago.
Oh, no. Back then, like, you just take the... I saw it in Diner.
Oh,
you just
my
take
God.
The popcorn thing and put it in your lap.
That was
you cut
like
the hole out the bottom of it.
I hate to say the word seminal, but that was like
good one.
Seminal moment in my childhood when I watched that movie with my parents and I was mortified.
Never grab popcorn out of Steve Gutenberg's lap again.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I'm a prude, but I say none.
Maybe.
I mean, definitely. I say none. Like, keep your hands to yourself until later. Can't you wait till you get to the car?
This on the anniversary of Pee Wee Herman's death. You're going to ask about what we can do in a movie theater.
But that wasn't PDA. Well, I guess in a sense it was.
Self-PDA. How much PDA do you and DJ show in the movie theater, Larry Duckworth?
That would be zero.
Even in your dating, your first dating years? There wasn't any hanky-panky?
There wasn't any, I'm tired. And then you just slip that arm around the neck?
There might be some hand-holding.
Ooh, oh.
But mostly sharing popcorn.
There we go, like Diner.
Yes, eating's the most important thing.
You heard it here, ladies and gentlemen. One more question, Alexis.
All right, let's do a quick one. Dear Alexis, my good friend who I used to hang out with all the time has met a new group of friends through her job. Now she spends all of her time with them. I'm not mad or jealous, but I miss hanging out. I wouldn't mind meeting her new friends, but feel weird bringing it up. What to do? Well, it sounds like she just doesn't want to hang out with you anymore if you never see her. I think she's broken up with you. It's like quiet quitting of your friendship. What do you think?
Larry?
I would say take a hint.
Or just ask her to hang out. See what happens.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just relax and you go on your own way and you guys like circle back later when it's more appropriate. But, you know, if you love something, you let it go.
That's right.
And if it comes back to you, then it was meant to be. And if it doesn't, you can find it. You can kill it.
That's great advice, Eric.
Thank you very much. You know what else is great advice? Why don't you stick around and then you come back and then we're going to talk about what we're going to do and then we're going to answer some more questions and then we're going to talk about Too Much Fun with Larry that's playing here this Friday. Want to know what else is going on? Stick around and we'll tell you.
We'll tell you.
I seen your picture. Your name in lights above it. This is your big debut.
Every weeknight at 6 p.m., 97.9 The Hill gets live and local.
I pull the string.
It's the very best of the Chapel Hill music scene, from yesterday's classics to the great songs of today. It's live and local, the best in local music, every weekday at 6 on 97.9 The Hill. And stream us live from anywhere on chapelboro.com.
I'm Charles Blackwood, Sheriff of Orange County, and 97.9 The Hill is my hometown radio station.
Howdy, Hillsborough!
Whew.
That right there was some... Primo drumming from our guest today here on 97.9 Hill. No Point. That's Larry Duckworth on drums. You want to see some Larry Duckworth on drums in person, you can come on out to Yonder at 114 West King Street this Friday night, where he plays with Too Much Fun. It's also Art Walk Friday, so the last Friday of the month. But before that, you know, drop what you're doing right now and head up to Yonder, because we're open Sundays, 3 to 10, Sunday. This Tuesday, we continue the number one open mic in the state of North Carolina, according to Dark Yonder Magazine. Wednesday rolls around and it's game night. That's right. Ooh. It's not your mama's game night. It's not your daddy's game night. It's not your grandparents' game night. It's just game night. So come and hang out and play games with us. This Thursday, our live jazz edition has Crystal Bright and Grifonzo. So bring your party britches. In fact, bring an extra pair because you're going to mess them up. Friday is Too Much Fun with Larry Duckworth on drums. Saturday is Full Tilt, which brings us back to Sunday, open 3 to 10. And this Sunday, we have Jeremy Alder's Sunday Show Live Comedy Showcase. What you going to go to, Larry?
I think I'll attend the Too Much Fun. That would be a good one.
Lance loves to hear
and,
that.
And you can't miss the comedy show. And having Robert Griffin and Crystal Bright here, that is a, don't miss that one.
You know, you come to all six, you get a free smoothie.
There you go.
So, yep, just get your card, your Yonder card punched, and I'll get you a free smoothie.
All right, I have one more thing on Sunday, the 20th. My mother texted me this morning and reminded me that she's having an art show today in Pittsburgh. That's right. I'm going to talk about another borough briefly. The Dog Days Art Show at the corner of Salisbury and Rectory from 12 to 4 today, August 20th. Go buy some paintings.
Go see Alexis's mom. Tell her Alexis sent you.
You get a kiss. That's right. My mother will kiss you right on the face.
Oh, my God. I'm later, y'all.
No, seriously, though. Her paintings are amazing. And I'm going to go down there and
her
buy
her mom
one.
Is a good kisser.
All right, y'all. Should we move on to a little more advice? I've got a couple good ones here. Okay. Here's a light one. Dear Alexis, my good friend asked me to dog sit while she goes on a trip for a week. While I'd be happy to go visit her house and feed her dog, she wants me to keep it, and I don't really want her dog to come live at my house. What do I tell her? Would it make me look bad if I found someone else, maybe one of our other friends who might be willing to do it? No, I don't think that would make you look bad if someone else did want her dog to come live at their house. I don't think you should feel bad at all. I don't want someone else's dog to come live at my house. What she really needs to do is get someone to go live at her house for a week. Because in my experience, dogs are homebodies and like to be in their own spaces. Whenever my dog goes to someone else's house to stay the night, he freaks out and sits by the door the whole time. What do you guys think? Would you let a random dog come live with you?
I would never do that, but that's because I'm a cat person.
Good answer.
Cat person.
No dogs allowed. I like dogs, but at other people's houses.
You've named your cats after famous musicians.
Yes.
What's your cat's names?
We have Buddy Guy and Ella Fitzgerald. And in the past, we've had Sonny Terry, Willie Dixon. Nice. And then Billy. It turned out to be Eckstein. Since we didn't know the gender of this cat, he wandered up. We went with Billy. Then it could be Billy Eckstein or Billy Holiday.
Smart.
Wonderful.
All right, let's move on to some more advice. These two questions are linked in an interesting way, so I'm going to do them at the same time.
In your opinion?
In my opinion. Well, you'll see. Dear Alexis, my husband has a drinking problem. Both of us know it, and he's talked about stopping or cutting down, but it just seems to get worse. I don't know what to do. I drink also, but much less. Should I stop drinking as an example to him? The second question is, dear Alexis, I stopped drinking booze. What's a sober gal to do to have fun? And I'm kind of wondering if this is the same person. So this is a very serious question. But, I mean, the decision to stop drinking is a personal one. If you want to stop drinking, that's fine. It's not going to stop him from drinking unless he wants to stop. So I don't think that that's really the best way to go about it.
And if you're super judgy about it, he's just going to drink more. Like, that'll drive you to drink is somebody being judgmental about your drinking. You know, Larry?
That is true.
How do you make it known that you're unhappy with something without appearing judgmental? Like, what? There's a fine line there, I think.
You make a fake email account and send them emails saying that they're from someone else.
And the emails just say, Can you stop drinking?
Bro, you're drinking too much. But like, yeah, like try to say, use words that like you wouldn't normally use. Like, bruh, you're drinking too much, bruh.
Well, sometimes you just have to be judgmental and go, you're drinking too much.
Somebody like you would say that.
Yeah.
As far as saying you'll, if someone wants to try to stop drinking and they would like a partner in that, because the other question you had was, how do you have fun?
Mm-hmm.
Most of us equate going out to hear music, having a few drinks,
mm-hmm.
we're having fun.
Yeah.
So if that other person wanted to not drink with you and work at having fun, maybe substituting some non-alcoholic, it would probably be quite helpful.
A delicious mocktail at Yonder Bar.
I know how you can have fun without drinking. And in fact, I know how you can have too much fun without drinking. And that's to come out here this Friday to listen to our guest beat on them drums, Larry Duckworth, with Too Much Fun this Friday. And guess what? I have 10 cases of non-alcoholic beer in the office there at Yonder ready to go for you, as well as a blueberry shrub cocktail and
our
famous ghostwriter. So come on out this Friday. Have too much fun, but not too much to drink. We love you guys. Until next Sunday, please join us. We're going to be joined with a very special guest next Sunday, former President Barack Obama. So stick around, guys. Come back. Come see us on Sunday. This is going to be great. In the meantime,
you're all set.
¶¶